I'm Dr. Natalie Antonoff, an avian specialist at Gulf Coast Avian and Exotics here at Gulf Coast Veterinary Specialists. You've found the program dedicated to your pet's good health, so sit, stay, and keep listening.
Well, welcome back to Your Pet's Health. I'm Dr. Brian Beal. We have an exciting guest on the show next, and her name is Claudine Voss, and it's exciting for me because of what she does. Actually, it's kind of interesting because I was on a flight recently and, you know, I looked over and made eye contact with someone and it was Claudine. And we started talking, and Claudine does amazing things to help animals in the Fort Bend area. And Claudine actually is the founder and president and on the committee chair for government affairs. And Claudine founded Fort Bend Pets Alive. And this is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and it's dedicated to helping make Fort Bend County a no-kill community. Claudine, welcome to Your Pet's Health.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm so excited to have you here. And, you know, I've been doing surgery and treating pets for a long, long time. And, you know, at this stage of my career, there's nothing that gives me more gratification than to help animals in need, help animals with rescue organizations and shelters. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Fort Bend Pets Alive first. I've got a lot of other questions I want to ask you, but, you know, what is Fort Bend Pets Alive?
We started in 2014, October, and we, our main purpose at that time was, like you read our mission statement out, it's trying to make Fort Bend County a no-kill community. And we know that there are a lot of solutions. They're all common sense solutions to help shelters to get the animals out alive.
You know, you said the word solution. You know, the problem is overpopulation and stray dogs and stray cats out in the communities. And, you know, that's not a good life for them. And so, you know, bringing these animals in and giving them shelter is important, but there's only so much space, only so much that can be given to keep these animals alive. And so one of the problems is you know, they're there for a certain period of time, and if they can't be adopted, you know, they get euthanized. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing to stop that?
What we're trying to do is provide a new mindset, you know, to the shelter staff and then to also to the community. And I know, and I've heard it like multiple times that it is a pet overpopulation problem. But if we look at the statistics in Fort Bend County, you know, we have close to 800,000 people. With the five municipal shelters that we have, the intake numbers, they all add up together to be estimated about 10,000. So we only need about 1% of the people to convince to adopt.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yes,
we can do that.
We definitely can do that. And why it's not done is because people don't see it that way and they don't believe it that way. And once we show the data to public officials and to the community, people just like the same expression that you had just now, Dr. Beal, is like, wow, you know, we didn't know that. But once they know, there's like, okay, you know, we can help tell the story. And by doing a better, putting more efforts into a marketing plan for the animals.
So it's just raising awareness.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people, they just don't think about going here to adopt a dog.
Yeah, sometimes they do not know where the shelters are, and sometimes they would not want to go because it's sad. Yeah. And, you know, and I totally understand that. So our method is to bring the animals to the people. That's why we started creating adoption events in high traffic area. And we engage local business partners like, you know, some of the bakery shops and some of the grooming supplies. And we have even hosted adoption events at banks, you know. And the whole idea is to just catch that attention from the people. It's like, why would I go to a bank to adopt an animal? Just because you can, because that's an animal friendly bank. So yeah. We promote the pet savings program of the bank, and we also use the bank's, you know, network to help us promote for the animals.
You know, this is such an incredible idea because, you know, I have been to many shelters to help the animals there to try to make them more suitable for adoption, but some of them are in kind of areas that aren't quite as nice because, you know, let's face it, they're always struggling with funding. Yes. And so they have to put these shelters far out in areas that, you know, people don't know about, may not be quite as nice, don't look very fancy. Mm-hmm. And so bringing these animals out of that shelter environment out into, you know, more of a public area that there's a lot of traffic is a great idea. Mm-hmm. So how do you make sure that these pets are going to have a good home? Mm-hmm. You know, do you do something to try to make sure that people who are taking them are well aware of what they're getting into, mm-hmm. and that these pets just aren't going to end up back in a shelter situation?
We function as the organizer of those events. So we work with all local shelters, and they all have similar policies. And we're very fortunate that we have been having some really good success with the adoption rates. Several of the local shelters here, the return rate is not high at all. Good. You know, and if as long as it's under 10%, it's acceptable. But we do work very closely with the shelters and ask, you know, so how did that go last time? How could we do better? How could we help you, you know, and facilitate the event? And we'll always ask, you know, how many, did you see any animals coming back? And how would you like us to help you? Because we usually would do some really big posts on Facebook to help get those animals out.
So you're working with multiple shelters to help get animals adopted, raise awareness. And I guess the shelters also may have policies as far as trying to follow up with owners after the pet goes into the new home to make sure things are okay. Is that correct?
We have to try to promote that and make that consistent. That's one of our... I take that as one of our responsibilities.
Okay. So to kind of vet people to make sure that, you know, they know what it is to own a pet and care for it, and then...
We're very big on a post-adoption customer service.
That's
yeah.
Incredible.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Well, what we're going to do is focus on some of the things that you need help with. What are some of the biggest issues you face with Fort Bend Pets Alive?
I have been really blessed. You know, we have, every time we have an adoption event, volunteers will come up from woodwork, and that's not my biggest worry. I do need a few more persons, you know, to step up, to be leaders in the community, to help us raise money, to help us market for our organization, and to just help us plan for the year, this year and the next year, because we are growing at a very, very fast rate.
Well, you know, what I want to do is make sure that we get the word out. And so how do people contact you? And I want to go over this right now, and we're going to do it again at the end, because
okay.
I want people to get a chance to catch it twice.
Okay.
So Fort Bend Pets Alive, how do they reach Claudine Voss?
I have, my email address is just my name, Claudine Voss, at fortbendpetsalive.org, all spelled out. And they can always find me on Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook and social media, and also on our website. You know, they can always send me an email. And okay. I try my very best to respond almost within 6 hours.
Yeah, and Voss is VASS.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Claudine Voss at fortbendpetsalive.org. Or just Google Claudine Voss and you'll find her, I guarantee.
Yes, it's a very uncommon last name.
All right, so we're going to take a short break. Join us back after the break. This is Dr. Brian Beal, Your Pet's Health.
Thank you.
Your Pet's Health is brought to you by Gulf Coast Veterinary Specialists. This program is dedicated to your pet's good health. There's more to come, so sit, stay, and listen.